Excuse me. What in the world are you thinking?
Mean Gene, the first thing you need to do is to tell these people to shut up if you want to hear what I got to say.
What up, y'all? It's KB the Sexy Ninja and the place to be for a Paper Saber Universe. And this is the New World Podcast, brother. And this is episode 500 of season 4. 500. I finally hit the big one. And I was like, man, and it was going to land on NXT. And I was like, no, I want this to be a special one. So I'm going to make it a picks and predictions only podcast for Stand and Deliver and WrestleMania weekend itself. So I was like, I gotta go big or go home with this. And I think picks and predictions for the biggest weekend of wrestling in general has to be episode 500. Yo, Adrian, I did it. 500 episodes. That's a lot, folks. I was like, you know, it's funny. It's like originally I was going to stop doing the podcast how I've been doing it daily. And I was going to start doing the podcast like weekly. I was thinking of moving a Thursday show and a Sunday show, combining everything that's going on the weekends and stuff like that. Or doing a Thursday show to Monday show, you know. And something, I looked at the number and I think it was at 4. I was at 4:30 or something like that. And I was like, I want that 500. I deserve that 500, you know. And so I pushed, I grind. You know, it would have been really cool if the 500 landed on WrestleMania itself. It kind of is with his picks and predictions. But I was just like, you know, I have to get that 500. And we got it, folks. Right here, right now. Let's celebrate. Woo! We got the 500. Now, let's start it off with Stand and Deliver. To start off, it's going to be at 9 a.m. my time. So I'm excited. We're going to go. I don't know what order the match is going to go in, but we'll see. And if you're new to the picks and predictions, I go through the matches and I pick who is going to win and also predict where they're going to go. Am I right all the time? Sometimes. Am I usually wrong? Sometimes. But when I hit. So like my last year's WrestleMania, like night one, I was on point. Night two, I was not on point. So it's really fun to go back and listen. And then when I do my review for the shows, I was like, I was way wrong, or ha, called it. So, and then that's a good thing too, is with these picks and predictions, is because of the fact that I, you know, when it's not so predictable, it's more fun. But when it's predictable, it kind of makes me be like, aha, I'm a smart wrestling fan, right? So let's just jump on in to Stand and Deliver. The Metaphor is going to be hosting, so we're going to get a lot of fun, cool segments, I believe. I'm just going to go with this first match right here, not in any order. NXT North American Championship. Obafemi versus Dijak versus Josh Briggs. I think Dijak is going to get that championship. He's been on a roll lately, and I think it's finally time to get Dijak a championship on him. And I like Dijak. He's really great in the ring, and especially for a big guy. I think, you know, Dijak deserves a championship around his waist. So I'm going with Dijak. Then after that, you could probably build something against Obafemi and Dijak, you know, have a back and forth thing. Josh Briggs is just sort of just there for me. So that's why I'm picking is Dijak for this match. Then we're going to go into the NXT Tag Team Championships. Whoever's going to face the Wolf Dogs, because NXT is tonight, I don't know who's going to face them, but I know that the Wolf Dogs are losing those championships because we got to get Bron Breakker going on the main roster, you know, for SmackDown. He's had a couple of matches, got a couple squash matches under his belt and wins and stuff like that. But I feel like now we need to have those championships taken so Braun can go up. Even Baron can go back to the main roster and everything like that. So whoever's going to be in that place of this championship, I believe it's Nathan Frazier, Axiom versus the good brothers, and versus, who is it? LWO? Is it LWO, I believe? No, they got beat. So but whoever's in that spot is going to be our new NXT Tag Team Champions. That's how I feel there. Next up, the NXT Women's Championship, Lyra versus Roxanne. I think Roxanne's going to do some shenanigans, and she's going to win that championship back. Big moment for her, but she's a heel, so she ain't going to celebrate with us. She's going to say, screw y'all. See what I did? I beat Lyra, and I got back something I never lost. You know, and I'm skipping a match just because this is the match I want to see the most. Now, next up, the NXT Championship, Ilya Dragunov versus Tony D'Angelo. That title ain't going nowhere, baby. That title ain't going nowhere at all. You want to know who's going to beat our next champion? I'll tell you after we talk about the next match. But I think Ilya Dragunov's going to beat Tony D'Angelo. I don't see Tony winning that championship. This has been a fun story they've been building with cinematic stuff in the background, but I do not see Tony as our champion. And that's nothing against Tony D'Angelo. I think the world of him, but Ilya Dragunov is going to lose that championship to somebody else. And that somebody else is the match I really, really want to see. Trick Williams versus Carmelo Hayes. This is my match of this show. This is the match I really want to watch because it's personal. It's been building. We've had a long track record of this. Like, who beat up Trick? Who? Now we know Carmelo Hayes, you bastard. Turning on his brother, turning on his friend, causing him to lose that championship opportunity. So this is the match I am excited for. They've done some really cool packages for. The main roster has weighed in. So I'm very, very invested into this match. And it has no championship attached to it. This is why I'm saying Ilya Dragunov is keeping that championship. So when Trick Williams goes and face him again, we're going to have, I'm predicting right now, Trick Williams is the one to beat Ilya Dragunov later on down the road for that championship and have his moment. He just has to get over this roadblock named Carmelo Hayes. So there's my stand and deliver picks and predictions. Tell me what you think. Drop those comments below. Now let's get into WrestleMania Night 1. All right, WrestleMania XL in Philly. Night 1, so let's just jump right on in here. We got Bianca, we got Jade, we got Naomi versus Damage Control. Jade ain't losing her first match at WrestleMania. Come on. Bianca, Jade, Naomi's going to get the win here, and we could still continue Damage Control shenanigans. But I'm really not invested in this, so I just think Jade's first match, WrestleMania, cool. Bianca, Jade, and Naomi is this trinity, awesome. So why not for them to get the win? Jey Uso versus Jimmy. I believe Solo's going to interfere some way, somehow. But Jey Uso is going to get the win over Jimmy. Undisputed Tag Team, six-pack ladder match. And I'm not just skipping over Jey and Jimmy. Like, it's cool, brother versus brother. You know, we've had it before and everything like that. But I just feel the story between these two are going to end here. Like, we're not going to continue on. It's just that Jey's going to get the win over Jimmy. And he can hold that over Jimmy anytime because when it's brother versus brother, you can do that. You know, you can be like, hey, you don't want any of the smoke again, man. Because remember that last time I beat you? So, man. And at WrestleMania, man. So, Undisputed Tag Team, six-pack ladder match. Originally, I was going to go with New Catch Republic. That's who I was going to go with at first. And I was like, wait a minute. I feel like we're going to have a big... This is going to be Judgment Day's weekend. Not taking anything from Cody. I'm just saying, I think the Judgment Day will retain. Or we're finally splitting the titles because they mentioned this in the commentary that they're putting up the Raw and SmackDown titles up there as well. So there might be a spot where these titles will get, another team will get one. I think DIY would get one. And I think who would be the other would be New Catch Republic. You know what I mean? Like, I feel like the titles are going to get split or the Judgment Day retain. And we're going to have a big Judgment Day night. So I'm picking the Judgment Day retaining those championships or we're going to get a split. So, Intercontinental Championship match. Gunther versus Sami Zayn. Sami retains. Well, not Sami. Sami wins the championship. Beats him. Everything like that. Or we get Brock Lesnar. After Gunther beats Sami Zayn, Brock Lesnar comes out and gets in the face of Gunther and looks at that championship. And we're like, oh my God. How do we build it, though? The SummerSlam? I think that's a big SummerSlam match. So, but I'm only picking Sammy because of my pick for night two, and I'll get to that when I get to that. So, we could get Sami Zayn for the win, or Gunther could retain, and we get Brock and Gunther, which they originally planned for WrestleMania before all the shenanigans with the you-know-who. Women's World Heavyweight Championship match, Rhea versus Becky. I picked Becky to win, but going on my Judgment Day theory here, Judgment Day could be on top of everything. And that goes into what happens tomorrow night, the next night in WrestleMania. So that's why I'm picking Rhea for this. Well, I'm picking Becky for this, sorry. I'm picking Becky Lynch to win the championship or Rhea retains, making the Judgment Day stronger. So Rey Mysterio and Dragon Lee versus Santos and Dom. I think Santos and Dom's going to get the win because Dom lost to Rey Mysterio, and we could stretch this all the way to next WrestleMania. Dom and Rey, three. You know, base, oh, two, three. Or Santos and Dom's getting the win over Rey and Dragon Lee. Big one of the night, the big tag team match. Cody Rhodes, Seth Rollins versus Roman and The Rock. Does The Rock betray Roman after what we saw on Monday Night Raw? I don't think so. I think this is going to be a straight win for Cody and Seth. And the bloodline is going to be nowhere to be found. And Roman's going to be standing there like, what the hell? And he's going to push The Rock around. And this is where The Rock's going to get pissed off and lays out Roman. And we're going to be like, oh. And that's where The Rock's going to, you know, that's why I think a straight clean win with Cody and Seth. And then The Rock and Roman are standing in the ring. And Roman's like getting pissed off. He's yelling at The Rock. And he smacks The Rock. And The Rock smacks him back. And that's the way we leave this show. All right? That's a big one. That's a big one. After this Monday Night Raw, that's my pick, Cody and Seth, for night one. Tell me what you think. Drop those comments below. And who are you going with, huh? Huh? Now, let's get on to night two.
Night two of WrestleMania, brother. Here we go. Philly Street Fight. Bobby Lashley, the Street Profits versus the Final Testament. I think Bobby and the Street Profits are going to win. I haven't been really too invested in this. What's funny is, like, the whole point of the Final Testament making the Street Profits lose to get into the six-pack ladder match was for Karrion to be like, I killed your WrestleMania dreams. But now we have a WrestleMania match. I was like, oh, okay, Philly Street Fight. Hopefully it's fun and entertaining. I haven't been really too invested into this story, so... But I just found it funny when Karrion's like, I killed WrestleMania. Now we're at WrestleMania. LA Knight versus AJ Styles. AJ doesn't need the win. LA needs the big win here so we can start getting LA Knight back on track, because he went from being, yeah, to, okay, there's LA Knight. I feel like this, a big win like this at WrestleMania, and debuting at WrestleMania, big for him, debuting his first match at a WrestleMania, and him beating AJ Styles would be huge for him. So, and then we can move on and hopefully build up to WrestleMania 41 or something. LA Knight deserves something, because he had a great track record all the way to his first match with Roman, and then it was it. Women's Championship, Io Sky versus Bayley. Bayley's going to get the win. I feel it deep down. We're going to get a surprise. Bianca's probably going to come out and actually help. And then we mend fences between these two. But I see Bayley finally having her WrestleMania moment. That's why I'm going for that. But it's going to be cool, man. And this build has been slow. And yes, we have the damage control stuff on top of it. But I think the big thing out of this is Bayley's getting her WrestleMania moment. And beating Io Sky and, you know, mending fences with Bianca, or Jade comes out. I don't know. A lot of, I feel like Damage Control is going to try to interfere. But, of course, here comes Naomi, here comes Jade, here comes Bianca, helping Bayley and telling Bayley, do it! Win the championship back from Damage Control so we can end them. United States Championship match. Kevin Owens, I feel like, is walking away with the United States Championship. I only say this because Sammy's going to have his championship. Kevin Owens has this championship. Canadian love, Canadian moment between these two, because they had the big, they were in the main event of night one WrestleMania in Hollywood, and they won those tag team championships. So I feel like now the story is these two are winning single championships this WrestleMania. This, you know what I mean? Like, that's what I feel like was going to happen. But Logan Paul's losing that championship, and I feel it in my bones. Like, you're building Sami Zayn with this Rocky storyline, and you have this match right here with Kevin, and Randy's going to turn on Kevin at some certain point, maybe at the end of the match after Kevin wins, and that's what the Viper does. He's going to leave him laying in the dust. So, but Kevin Owens is winning that championship. I just feel it. All right, now, the WWE World Heavyweight Championship. Seth Rollins versus Drew McIntyre. Punk on commentary. I'm looking at Drew winning this. Drew's going to win it. Punk's going to get in the ring and get in his face, because Drew's going to be like, look at what I did. I won the championship. Ha, 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 Punk. And Punk's going to do something. Hit him or get a GTS or something to Drew. And knocking him out, and here comes Damian. He's cashing in. This is why my other theory and picks and predictions of the night was like, okay, Judgment Day retains tag team titles. Dom beats Rey Mysterio again. Well, Santos is helping a tag team match. Rhea retains the championship. Damian pins Drew, and now he's the WWE World Heavyweight Championship, and the Judgment Day is on top. The Judgment Day reigns supreme. That's what I'm going. I know I picked something different on the first night, but I just have that feeling that's what's going to happen. But I made my picks, and we'll see when we get into WrestleMania weekend. Now, the undisputed WWE Universal Championship, Roman Reigns versus Cody Rhodes, the big one, folks, the one we've been all waiting for. I'm looking at Cody Rhodes right now. I'm looking at that Cody Rhodes. I got another Cody Rhodes figure. It's all over, and I got a bunch of Roman figures, but I'm excited because what I said, what's going to happen in night one, clean win with Cody and Seth, then The Rock and Roman get a little bit heated and The Rock smacks Roman. And then we now have one-on-one, no outside interference. Who is the best? Who is the top dog in this company? And Cody's going to beat Roman. And Roman has said it before in interviews. He's also said it in that documentary. Whoever takes this championship, I watched an interview with him back in the day with Corey Graves. This is like right in the pandemic and stuff like that. But he stated in that interview, and if whoever's going to take this championship away from me is going to be the one that's going to be the top guy in WWE. And now I'm going to be done. I'm going to go on and do what I want to do after this and everything like that. So we're not going to see Roman for a while. But this is where Cody's going to finally get that moment. And I really hope when he holds that championship up, they put it on the Tron with Dusty holding that championship as well. The picture, the infamous picture that Cody has showed that was on Dusty's nightstand and whatnot. So we're going to get a beautiful moment. It's going to be huge. And Cody Rhodes is going to be our undisputed WWE Universal Champion, and the story is finished. And where do we go on from here? Who's next to face Cody? Who, you know, how long is Cody going to hold that championship? And it's funny, it's like no one really thinks past this. They're like, yes, we finally got to it. Cody's got the championship. But now is keeping him as top dog, as that champion, you know? And who is going to dethrone Cody? Now we got to think of those things. So that's the way the wrestling business is. You got to think, okay, now what's next? We got here. Great moment. Now, what's going to happen on Monday Night Raw? You know? So a lot of stuff going into that. I believe the next pay-per-view is Backlash. But there's my picks and predictions for WrestleMania week and Stand and Deliver. WrestleMania Night 1, WrestleMania Night 2. And episode 500, it feels so good to say that, folks. It really does. It's been a long journey. And I was, with this podcast alone, I've documented so much of my life inside of it besides the wrestling. You know, with the loss of my grandfather last year, and lost my uncle last year, and, you know, some other things in my life. And sometimes I go back and re-listen to these reviews, and I put little hints here and there of what's going on. And, of course, with the Sexy Ninja Cast, I usually do bigger updates about my life and stuff like that. But this podcast is near and dear to my heart. And when I started it, I didn't imagine being like, oh, I'm going to hit 500 episodes. Did not imagine. And the first episode of season 4 is Cody versus Seth in the Hell in a Cell, the infamous bruise that Cody had on his pec. So it's really cool. I look at the thumbnail all the time when I'm putting my stuff together, and I'm like, man, this started with Cody winning and beating Seth for the third time. Then they write him off on the next day on TV, and now I'm here, WrestleMania 40, 500 episodes later. And it's pretty cool to look back on that, man. Just because when I started doing the wrestling podcast, like, there was so many interpretations of it. There was wrestling talk or something. I think wrestling talk or something, or You Can't See This Podcast. There was some other ones that I did with Doug and everything. I did with Phil, but it never really took off. And then when I came to the terms of the New World Podcast, I was like, oh, okay. So did season one, and now, you know, I didn't find my flow. I didn't find the format I liked until I started. Like, I was like, okay, cool. Well, I'm just going to do it. Just fucking do it. Just start covering all these shows, you know, and then doing the reviews the next day. And then when I started, it was really cool being like, okay, well, I need to take notes because I forget things, and I'll you know, there's things that I look over or think, yeah, I still do that to this day, even with notes, but still there's, then I started writing down, like journaling all my entries into each show I review. So now, you know, I'm on volume 4 of these notebooks, and I look back, I'm like, wow. And sometimes too, what's really cool is like, I'm like, man, when did this happen? What? Okay. And then I go flip through, I'm like, oh yeah, this happened on this show, you know? So it's really cool, man. And I just want to thank everybody that's liked, that subscribed, that's dropped comments, that showed love. Episode 500 of season 4 of the New World Podcast. We did it, brother. All right, and it's nothing but love with your support as well, listening and sharing these podcasts. I'm all over the place, man. I'm all Spotify, Apple Music, wherever you get podcasts, audio-wise, or if you're here on the YouTube channel rocking it. So thank you so much. 500 episodes, maybe 500 more? Question mark? I don't know, but I'm going to celebrate this one right here. All right, y'all. Like and subscribe. Share with your grandma. Share with your grandpa. Share with the bum down at Walmart. Go to ProWrestlingTees.com/New World Podcast. Get yourself the sweet NWP logo created by Penta X. And remember, 500, baby, that the New World Podcast is for life, brother.
This is the greatest number 2 of all time. But that's all you will ever be, is number 2. Because I'm number 1.